And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead. And I am your host, Deadbug. Why, thank you. Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. How's everybody doing today, tonight, tomorrow? Wherever it is or whatever it is, where you are. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. You know, some days are better than others, you know the score. Now, has anybody heard of this Caitlin Armstrong case in Texas? Very interesting. Fascinating, in fact. Caitlin Armstrong has just been sentenced to 90 years in prison after murdering her love rival, Anna Mariah Wilson. And she was a former fugitive, so she took off. And she's just been sentenced to 90 years. I mean, what that means in a legal system, I don't know. They always come up with these lofty numbers, and then they get bail after 20 for good behavior. So who knows? Rarely is 90 years mean 90 years, because I don't think she's going to live to 120. But who can say? Who can say? But she murdered her love rival in a jealous rage. And she took off to the U.S., left from the U.S., and she had plastic surgery to try to evade authorities. This woman's hardcore. Caitlin Armstrong, 35 years old, is hardcore. I mean, you hear about this with guys all the time, but, women, I don't know. I think it's kind of sexy. Does that make me a bad man? I hope so. A couple of days after the murder, she fled to Costa Rica and she had $6,000 worth of plastic surgery. And you know, having worked extensively in parts of South America, I wouldn't want to be the place that I'd choose for plastic surgery. Not that I'd ever have it, but if I was going to and I needed to, that's the kind of country that you walk into a plastic surgeon. Go in looking like Brad Pitt and you come out looking like Michael Jackson. Which is no slight against MJ, but let's be honest here, not too many people are walking into a plastic surgeon with his picture as a reference. At least not a person with all her mental faculties. Rest in peace, MJ, you mighty warrior. So she's just been convicted for the murder of her love rival. And for me, this is a fascinating case because there's this whole thing. I mean, we are humans. Now, whatever people want to say, we are animals. We are animals. We're just on the higher tier. But we're just still animals. You know? We're just part of nature. When you go and you kill a spider, or you go and you shoot a deer, which is nature. That's why I always laugh when someone gets so enraged that a shark eats someone. You know, let's go hunt this shark down and kill all the sharks. It's okay for us to do it. But when they do it back, how dare that shark eat my 65-year-old uncle that was out fucking swimming in shark territory? How dare he? Let's fucking kill them all. Which is a good album, by the way. And these women were competing. You know, this Caitlin Armstrong, she had a boyfriend, Colin Strickland, who was a cyclist as well. And this other girl was trying to get with his shit. She slept with him a couple of times. Anna Mariah Wilson, known as Mo. She slept with this guy a couple of times, and she was trying to get with this guy's shit. You know, there's a song called Perfume by Britney Spears, and you know, and I'm not a Britney Spears fan. I was just reading about it in some article, and the song's called Perfume. And it's a metaphor for a woman's pussy. Now, Britney Spears is singing this song, whether it's real life or not, I don't know. But she's singing a song about having an affair with a married man. And he's going back to his wife, and Britney Spears saying, you know, I hope she smells my perfume on you. So this guy's just got balls deep in her. Been having sexual relationships with her, fucking her, and he's going back to his wife and the kids, and Britney Spears is saying, I hope he smells my perfume on you. I hope he smells my pussy on you. Now, if that doesn't say to you that we are animals, I don't know what does. And that's what nature's about. I mean, that's what they call it, the birds and the bees, for Christ's sakes. That's what nature's about, is marking your territory. It's telling other people, you know, whether a guy's bringing his lady out to a bar, or a guy's trying to hit on another guy's a girlfriend, a wife. And, you know, my past experience, I've always been a bit of a hothead. I mean, if I'm at a bar and I'm walking by some guys and my girlfriend's leading the way out, you know, as you usually let your lady go out first, you know, some guy says something to my girl, I'll smash a fucking chair over his head. You know, that's just me, you know, and I've been bailed out more than a couple of times because of that, but, you know, that's just the rule in life. And once you stop letting that be your rule, then you might as well start fucking wearing your mama's dress and going into town and using the girl's bathroom for whatever that's worth. I mean, that's my opinion on it. That's my opinion. You can't rhyme no reason for some guy in a bar who grabs your girlfriend or says something to your girlfriend or tries to pass his number to her. You know what I mean? And there's a dual responsibility there. It's your girlfriend's responsibility as well. But, you know, if someone wants to disrespect you like that, I mean, you can't fucking say, hey, that's not very nice. Why'd you do that? You know, the best way is to bang a chair over his head. I mean, that's just nature. So, I mean, this is what it all comes back to, this whole perfume. You know, I hope he smells my perfume on you. You know, I hope he smells my pussy on you. And you know, women have their own rules as well. There's female etiquette of the way you should proceed and not proceed, or you should act, or what you should do and not to do. This girl, Caitlin, you know, she's in a relationship with this guy. She's in a relationship. And I'm guessing she's in love with the guy and haven't spoken to her. And this other girl, Mo, she calls herself Mo Wilson, which is a fucking turnoff right there. I wouldn't go out with a girl named Mo, no matter how tasty she was. But, you know, rest in peace. I don't speak ill of the dead. But, you know, sometimes you fuck with things and, you know, fuck with things you should not have. And the repercussions of that. You know, and I'm not advocating anything here, but Caitlin, she's been in a relationship with this guy. She's put in the legwork. She's sucked him off in bathrooms and swallowed his load. And she's done the things that she needs to do to keep this guy. It's been a tumultuous relationship with Colin Strickland, who is a cyclist. And so they're on and off. I mean, they're breaking up. And we've all been in those relationships. Let's face it, ladies, dudes, we've all been in those ones. We love the person, but it's tumultuous. You know, I mean, I was in one relationship where it seemed I was always on the back foot. I was always trying to make it up with her, always trying to get back together. It's never a solid relationship. And when it ended, I was sad, but I was happy because it's like, thank fucking God it's over. I was the one who put the sword through the heart because I couldn't stand the uncertainty of it. Sometimes you just want to know that a person is with you. You know what I mean? You just want to know that they love you and they're with you and this is a stable relationship. You don't want them going out and thinking, oh, this might be the last time. You don't want to be sitting across the table at a restaurant with them and, you know, and they're looking at you in a certain way and you're thinking, I wonder if this is going to be our last meal together. I wonder if, you know, she doesn't want to be with me. You know, and vice versa. Sometimes you need stability. But by all accounts, this relationship between Caitlin and Colin, it wasn't a stable one. Now, whether or not it wasn't stable because of this Mo Wilson, who's a 25-year-old professional cyclist, it's yet to be determined. Was Mo Wilson the water that broke the rock? That's hard to say, because you know how the news covers these things when someone's murdered or killed. The saints. They're a saint. They're a saint, but we don't know what Mo was doing. We don't know what kind of person Mo was. All we see is a smiling picture. But we don't know if she was fucking with Caitlin. I always tell people that a picture is a single frame and there are 60 frames in a second of video. So nobody knows nobody that well. least not from a single frame of video. And yeah, sure, Mo's a good-looking girl. I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't put her top on my list. But I wouldn't dispute an interaction with her. Least not after a bottle of wine and some Radiohead playing in the background. From what we know, Mo Wilson was going after Armstrong's boyfriend, Colin Strickland. And maybe vice versa. Maybe they were going after each other. Who knows? Maybe Mo was saying, oh, I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't. You know, when Colin was saying, hey, why not? Look at Fearless. It's rock hard. You know, she's a younger woman. 10 years younger. Let's be honest here. That's a big difference. A lot can change in a woman. And in fact, a man in 10 years. A lot can drop. If you get my meaning. A lot can change. And that can make a woman feel insecure. Although Caitlin was a yoga instructor. And from what I can see, everything was in its right place and it was fitting properly. But on the other hand, Mo Wilson was a professional, a cyclist, 25 years old. You know that everything is fitting properly. I mean, I'm looking at her and the word tight comes to mind. Then Caitlin Armstrong. And so who knows? We don't know the in-betweens. But she was aware of the relationship because she'd been warned by Caitlin. Caitlin Armstrong had warned her, stay the fuck away from my boyfriend, bitch. And I'm hypothesizing here. Of course, I wasn't in the room. But the world isn't a Taylor Swift song. You can walk around all you want with a shirt that says girl boss. But make no mistake about it, honey. If Taylor Swift wants your fucking boyfriend, she's going to take him. And then she's going to write a song about it later. And that's just life, love chunks. And you know all these other slogans and sentiments that the likes of Taylor Swift use to sell albums, like girl boss and girls stick together. I mean, they're great. I'm all for them. I've got daughters. But at the end of the day, you're going to let your husband drive home a babysitter who looks like Megan Fox? Girl boss, my ass. They're not real life. They're like the Ten Commandments. They're just sentiments that you use until you don't want to use them. Now, what we do know is that professional cyclist Mariah Mo Wilson, on May 11, 2022, was visiting Texas from San Francisco for a biking competition. And she was shot dead at a friend's residence where she was staying. Now, the ins and outs of this story are basically going by what Strickland is saying. He released a statement after the shooting saying, I am sorry and I simply cannot make sense of this unfathomable tragedy. And this shit is on his head, or at least partly on his head. Let's be honest here. So we have to take his account of all this with a grain of salt. Now, according to Strickland, this ill-fated love triangle, and these are my words, not his, started in September of 2021 when him and Wilson, Mo, as she goes by, met at a four-day race in Idaho. Now, Strickland claims that although he was living with Armstrong, they had broken up. Where have you heard that one before, ladies? Now, it was during this time, during this cycling event, for the next couple of weeks, he started banging this Mo. And then he went back to Armstrong, and apparently they got back together. Now, I have to say, his accounting of these events have been carefully orchestrated by interviews in the New Yorker and several cycling magazines. All of these people who wrote these articles are his buddies. They're his amigos. So it's certainly a PR move on his part for damage control. You know, I'm not a bad guy, and we're on a break and whatever. Damage control, this guy's a professional cyclist. He's looking for endorsements. He wants to be on a box of Shreddies. And with today's current cancel culture, he knows things aren't looking too good for him. Let's be honest here. So he banged this Mo Wilson for the next couple of weeks. You know how it goes. What happens on the cycling tour stays on the cycling tour. And then he went back to Armstrong. Little cozy love nest waiting for him. She's cooking his meal, swallowing his load, whatever she's doing to keep him. And he's still sending flirty texts back and forth with Mo. He's preparing for the next cycling tour, I have no doubt in my mind. And in fact, Armstrong's parents have no doubt in their mind because they have slammed him during this trial, saying Strickland is basically a scumbag, that he was playing these women off each other. And this is the result of it. You pay, you play. But unfortunately, he didn't pay, did he? It was Mo Wilson who paid. 25 years old is very young. Are we victim blaming here? How much was she aware of what she was doing and the repercussions of those actions, we'll never know. When Armstrong had found his flirtatious texts and found out what had happened, instead of just deleting her out of his life, he changed her name on his phone. He lied to his girlfriend. He said it was a one-time thing. She was a skank. He wasn't going back. But he was going back. And Caitlin, she knew it. So she started tracking Mo Wilson on an app for cyclists where she knew where she was. Caitlin knew that Mo was in town. And she knew that her boyfriend, Colin Strickland, was going out to meet Mo, even though he denied it. She knew. And she followed them, and they went on a swim together. Then they went out for dinner. Then they went out to a bar, and they were doing shots. She saw them fucking around, his hand up a dress. There was a big fucking window in the restaurant, the bar. And when they disappeared into the night, she knew it was to swap body fluid. After all, she wasn't an idiot. And Mo Wilson, well, I mean, she certainly knew what she was doing. Let's be honest here. Because Caitlin Armstrong had sent Mo Wilson numerous messages on social media saying, "Stay the fuck away from my boyfriend." And this is where it all comes back to that Britney Spears song, Perfume. I hope he smells my perfume on you. Armstrong had fucked Strickland just the morning before he'd gone out to meet Mo to go fuck her. And this guy's a player. Now he's going out to fuck Mo Wilson. He goes out, they do their shots, they have dinner together. Caitlin Armstrong is watching him with the tears running down her cheek as they cuddle up in the front window of the restaurant. Then they go to the bar, and then they take the action somewhere else. Strickland comes back, he tells Armstrong he was at a friend's house. She knows he's fucking lying. She's looking at the app. She knows where Mo Wilson is, and she knows where he is. And they're together. She can see it. She's following him. And these are the repercussions of social media and all these apps and tracking apps. And now at the end of the day, it's Armstrong who's smelling Mo Wilson's perfume. And I guess it's a much more pungent smell than hers. The next day after this romantic dinner, Armstrong goes to Mo Wilson's place where she's staying with a friend. She walked up to the door. She knocked. Mo Wilson answered that door. She shot her twice in the head, once in the heart. And as she was falling, she must have known. The coroner report suggests that she knew it was coming and she lifted her hands up to try to shield her face. Mo Wilson must have had a few seconds of clarity knowing that she'd fucked with the wrong gal. And most certainly, she'd been fucking the wrong guy. But I guess hindsight is a lottery of life. CCTV footage recorded Caitlin Armstrong's black Jeep in the area. And it also recorded her parking up at the townhouses where Mo was staying with a friend. Mo's friend had found her and apparently was administering CPR for 100 minutes. Apparently she didn't know she was dead, which I'm not sure how that could happen when you got two bullets in your head and one in the heart. But I guess with shock and its personal effects, who am I to judge? So the very next day, early in the morning, cops arrest both Caitlin Armstrong and her boyfriend, Colin Strickland, who's at the gym. Now, here's the strange thing. They arrest Colin Strickland because they figure he gunned down Mo Wilson. So they had a good reason to hold him and question him. But at this point, they had no reason to arrest Caitlin Armstrong, his girlfriend. But when they typed in her name, they discovered that she had a warrant for a theft of service from a couple of months earlier. And they were able to take her in on that. Who knows what that is? Was she stealing cable or whatever? But they were able to bring her in and hold her to question her about her boyfriend gunning down Mo Wilson. Because they knew he had a gun. And by chance, the slugs that they pulled out of Mo's head matched the gun he'd registered. So they were able to bring Caitlin Armstrong in on that charge, and they arrested her at the couple's apartment a couple hours later. And while they were questioning her, they were able to find CCTV footage of Armstrong's black Jeep at Mo Wilson's apartment, but also at the restaurant and the bar where her boyfriend was getting all stinky finger with the bike rider. But here's where the cops fucked up. They couldn't hold her because they made a mistake on the warrant. They got her age wrong. So they had to cut her loose. And Caitlin Armstrong was no fool. She went out. She got rid of the Jeep and sold it. And she boarded the next plane to New York. Once she got to New York, she cleared out a bank account. She picked up her sister's passport, who looks exactly like her. And she got on a plane to South America. Costa Rica, if you need to know. Now, at this point, the cops have got nothing on her. And she knows it. After all, the gun isn't registered in her name. Her boyfriend bought it. It's under her name. Yeah, sure, he bought it for her. But the cops don't know that. In fact, no one knows it. But the boyfriend, he starts singing. He tells him the whole thing. And the cops at this point have no reason to disbelieve him. After all, the coroner has already told him that someone was dripping out of Mo Wilson. So it had to be him. And the cops already had Mo Wilson's phone. And they could tell it was causing friction. And that the two had a dirty little secret. And on his phone, Mo's name wasn't even under her name. He'd given her an alias. But by the time the cops had put the pieces together, it was too late. Caitlin Armstrong was already laying on a beach in Costa Rica. It took investigators 43 days to catch up with Caitlin Armstrong and extradite her back to the States. While she was there, she was hidden away on some mountainous yoga retreat. Yeah, sure, she'd had plastic surgery, cut off all her hair, changed its color, had a false identity. But she was in Costa Rica, for Christ's sakes. She stood out like a condom hanging out of a nun's ass at a nudist colony. And they brought her back and they charged her for the murder of Mo Wilson. Eeny, meeny, miny, Mo. And although Caitlin Armstrong was put on trial, it's still believed that prosecutors had a weak case with superficial evidence, with many believing that it was the weasel bike-riding boyfriend who snuffed out Wilson's life because she was becoming an inconvenience. Yeah, sure, he liked dropping his load in her. She was 25, who wouldn't want to? But dropping your load in someone and buying him a wedding ring are two different things. And by all accounts, things were pretty hot between him and Caitlin Armstrong, and they were planning to get married and settle down. This guy had a hunger, and let's face it, when it comes to pussy, sometimes life can be a buffet, and you just gotta choose what to put on your plate. Now, before any of you ladies get offended, that comment is rotary adjustable, is the same for using cock. It's all out there. It's your choice of what you choose to wrap your lips around. And if you want to be monogamous, well, that's also your decision. Now, Caitlin Armstrong pleaded not guilty. She didn't testify. Her defense team wouldn't let her. Now, I guess if this ain't one big fucking mess, it'll certainly do until one got there. And it's one of the oldest tales in the book. Two women fighting it out over a guy. What happened to girl boss, girl power, all that shit? Those are just for Taylor Swift songs. Because in the end, I mean, this is real life, isn't it? If you got the hunger, you gotta feed. And this is a love triangle, and these three individuals all had the hunger. Caitlin Armstrong, 35 years old, was sentenced in an Austin courtroom to 90 years in prison in order to pay $10,000 fine. Which I'm not sure, $10,000, I can't see that making much of a difference when you're going to jail for 90 years. And that's a young, good-looking woman. And you know, she'll probably do good in prison if she's bisexual. I mean, she'll probably find some hot action there. I'd certainly buy the DVD if they were selling it. Especially on Blu-ray. Although my remote is broken, button sticks, I gotta fucking go up and have to walk over to the TV, which takes away the spontaneity watching stuff. Now, outside of the courtroom, when the verdict was given, Mo Wilson's father spoke to the press, and what he said was surprising. Eric Wilson said, "This is a sad story and a perfect example of why integrity and honesty are crucial in a relationship, and how dishonesty can often lead to unintended consequences, selfish manipulation, jealousy, and hatred. And these things never lead to a positive outcome." And yeah, sure, we all know that the recipient of that comment is meant to be Colin Strickland. I've seen enough pictures of this so-called professional cyclist to know he's a scumbag, and that he was playing these broads. He looks like a weasel. So how he's manipulated these girls, I don't know by looking at him, but that's just my opinion again, for whatever that's worth. But at the end of the day, this comment by Eric Wilson could be aimed at his own daughter, because the text messages and the social media interactions between the three of them shows that his daughter was aware that she was hurting another human being, and she was having an affair with someone she knew was in a relationship. So she was aware of this, and she was going forward with this awareness. So I suppose it's safe to say, if I may dare, that her and Colin Strickland were somewhat duplicit. I don't want to victim blame here, but we at some point have to take responsibilities for our own actions. And certainly, Colin Strickland is high on the list here of treating people's hearts like they don't matter. And last but not least, there's Caitlin Armstrong. Yeah, sure. I'm guessing that she thought she was in love. That this guy was worth it. She laid up at night waiting for him, crying. Looking at the texts between her boyfriend, who she lived with, and another woman. And I guess she figured they were ridiculing her, that her heart and her feelings weren't worth anything, and she decided to do something about it. But at the end of the day, she took a human life, and all life is precious. And you can't help wonder when you see her head all bent over in court, if she knows it wasn't worth it. And that she knows this piece of shit bike rider Strickland will be out next month and he'll be banging someone else, and someone else after that, while she's rotting in a jail. And Mo Wilson is rotting 6 foot under. And before we part ways, I'm going to leave you with this. Philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said, "Love is the most angelic of instincts, the greatest of stimuli in life. But too frequently, love manifests itself as a greedy and decadent desire for possession." So why don't you all take that one to your dreams, and I'll see you next time on the next episode of Getting to Know the Dead. Adios.
If I die, I wanna die with you. If I die, I wanna die with you. Lay down in the avenue where we met. If it all ends, I wanna end it with you. Holding on to your sleeve as we see the lost trees fall down. If I die, I wanna die with you. Lay down in the avenue where we met. If it all ends, I wanna end it with you. Holding on to your knees as we see the lost trees fall down. I'm not afraid of the end. Since I was born, I've been waiting to see it. I'm not scared of the dark. I'm not scared. I'm not scared. And I don't think I even know your name. But I've watched you for weeks now, and I'm sure that we're the same. So if everything we know goes away, you lay down in the avenue where we met. If it all ends, I wanna end it with you. Holding on to your sleeve as we see the lost trees fall down. If I die, I wanna die with you. Lay down in the avenue where we met. If it all ends, I wanna end it with you. Holding on to your knees as we see the lost trees fall down. I'm not looking to live long. I have strength, but I am not strong. And I don't think we even stood a chance. So meet me by the ice cream truck for the last dance. I want the last thing I do to be breathing in you. I want the last thing you see to be. Our knees as we see the lost trees fall down.
You've just partaken in a dead bug joint. That's all.